This is Kai Kello, and you, Kai Kello, and you are tuned into CKUT.
Welcome to the Empower Hour. We bring empower to the people because the people have the power. This squad's going to entertain, enlighten, and empower y'all. I'm Queen Kaya, joined by Pharaoh Hammond Freeman and Gina the Great. But before we do anything else, like always, we're going to bless this show and our kings and queens listening.
Ah, blessed, melanated, rising, my people. I am so grateful to life. I'm grateful to God, our creator, and I'm grateful to our ancestors for creating this opportunity for us to be able to get together today. And I just ask that the time that we spend, let it be very uplifting, let it be very inspiring, let it be educational, encouraging. Most importantly, let it be empowering for each and every one of our listeners. And I'm just sending out that spirit of love, light, unity, strength, great health, wealth, peace, and joy to each and every one of our listeners. Hotep, amen, and ashe.
Ashe, ashe. Good morning.
Blessed melanin rising, Gina.
Good morning, good afternoon, good night.
You already know, yo. We here, 247. We're just talking offline, but we don't sleep. Team No Sleep. Woo! Shout out to Blaster.
What? I want to be Team Sleep.
I know. Okay. No, I know. And I'm getting up there in age. We need to stop this.
But you know, it must be something in the air because like things are kind of, there's a glitch in the system. There's a glitch in the system. As this week was going relatively good-ish. I say ish. I'm not going to lie. I think this week and last weekend, so the energy is just on par. It's two for two right now. Like I was talking with my sister the other day. I was just like, I think I need a break from people.
Amen.
As a whole, because like I was just getting frustrated a lot with different people, and then that means that I'm holding them up to expectations that they're not meeting, and I have no right.
Talk a about it.
And B, that just means I need a timeout. I need a timeout from the world. You know, it was just like, so it's not answering the phones. It's not doing these things. It's being lazy on the couch and watching TV. It's just like, you know, taking the walk. Cause I like that was another thing too. At one point I was like in the house all day. Like I didn't go outside. And it's a little easier to do that now that I'm in a condominium versus before where you're just like, even if I kind of just go and put my garbage outside, I don't even need to do that. Like there's a garbage chute. So like I'm shielded from everything winter, and even if I need to do things, like I can go in my car in the garage and go to the grocery store that has a garage too and go in there. Like I don't even put my winter jacket on. Like
wow, I'm
breathing outside air, and I'm just like, okay, no. Like, and my place isn't as clean as I like it to be, so that's like this weekend to do. So I was just like, oh yeah, these are all telltale signs that we need a timeout, regroup. You know what I mean? Like really, like, coach, call me in, like, yeah. Bring me in, and like, and so it's getting better. But I have to say that God is always on time, and you know the universe hears what you're saying. Because while it's like, okay, I understand you need this moment off. Just don't get completely cut off, and just know there's people out there. Because like, I was getting random texts from like just random texts on because certain people too. I was just like, yo, at the end of the day, like, I'm gonna need you to. Like a relationship is a two-way street in everything that you do, right? So it can't always be me who's reaching out. It can't always be me like looking out, especially I know that like, anyway, I'm not going to get into that because then it identifies certain people, but.
I was going to say, yes, spill the tea, Gina. I was listening.
Go on.
You know.
But like, you know, at the end of the day, I started getting texts and just like, you know, hey, what's up, how's it going? Well, I'm like, all right, okay, like I hear you, I get it, I'm gonna take this moment, but I'm not gonna completely disconnect, because I can do that like very easily. But like, it's just like, all right, take your moment, but there's still love out there, and come back stronger, basically.
Mm.
Yeah. And then, yeah, so that was just my week. And then we had a little family meeting on my mom's side of the family.
Nice.
Went on quite late last night, but you know, you got to go these things. It takes the village. And yeah, here we are this morning.
Yo, talk about it. So I'm sure Queen Kaya is going to be joining us anytime now, but so my week, well, let me see. First, shout out to us. We had a dope photo shoot last Sunday. Shout out to us, the photographer, George. So you guys stay tuned. You guys are going to be seeing some dope pics coming out soon. So that was that. What else did I do? Went to, oh, shout out to Sirius Savage, the DJ, also known as Peaches, for those who don't know, or that's her old school name, but whatever be the case. I went out to her birthday. Like, actually, like, last week, it's the super chargé, yo. Like, now I'm thinking about it. Like, yo, the Saturday, so... And the thing is, it's kind of mushy in my brain, but it's like, I know Saturday morning, my son had a basketball game out near the American border. I got nervous when the GPS was like, yo, you're going to need your passport. First of all, the GPS only tells you this like 15 minutes before you get to your destination. But then I'm like, wait, what do you mean I'm going to need my passport? Man, I'm getting across the border. GPS, what are you talking about? This is, and I look at my son, I'm like, yo, I thought you said it was before the border. He's like, yo, the coach said it was before the border. Anyways. It was so close to the border that the GPS thought we were on the other side of the border. Because even when we got to the school, didn't have to cross the border. It was like, welcome to the United States. I'm like, stupid phone.
God damn it. Heart palpitations, heart failure.
Yeah, my palms are sweating. I'm like, God damn it. Yo, I'm like, this is not... Anyways, so that was... And I have all kind of stories. So that was dope. It was a tournament, actually. And my son's team came out on top, number one. Like, yes. They are a really strong team. I got to give them a huge shout out. Big shout out to Centennial Regional High School in South Shore. They're just crushing it. So big shout out to the big man. Big shout out to Kaden, Khalil, Huey on the team. Actually, everybody on the team. Big shout out. And the coaches are awesome as well. So big shout out to all of them. It's cool to see the team spirit. It's good to see everybody encouraging each other. So that's really dope. And so again, big shout out to them. No shout out to Tim Hortons, because I bought an egg muffin or whatever they're called, Tim Hortons.
Okay.
You ever open a Tim Hortons wrap and bread is moldy? You ever seen that? I saw that. You see how you gag in there? Yeah, it's nasty. There was like blue mold on it, and I was like, my G. Like,
You're literally gonna make me throw up. You should know by now. I don't do that. I can't do that. I'm hot. I'm fully hot right now. Jesus.
And I'm looking at my son. I'm like, yo, I'm like, imagine I wasn't paying attention and I just bit into this. I was like, yeah. I was like, in Jesus' name. I was like, yo, anyways. So that, like, and I was, huh?
It's not the first time you've had a food issue.
I know, but I don't know what it is, man. But they're lucky I'm in great spirits, or I was in great spirits at the time. They're lucky, like, because the week got worse. But they're lucky it was early. I was happy. I was in a good mood. I just brought it back to them all, you know, happily. And I was like, yeah, no, it's okay. They gave me a refund and they gave me another sandwich. Fine. But they're lucky because I couldn't take it. I could take a bunch of pictures. Sandwich? Huh?
Why'd you take me a sandwich? That's crazy.
Why did I get another sandwich?
Yeah, I want a refund. I don't want anything out of your store.
Yeah, no, they did give me a refund and they offered me another sandwich. I didn't blame them. You know, it's like the workers there. I should have blamed them, but I should have, because technically it's the workers there that's, guys, how are you going to give me a moldy sandwich?
I do not see the mold in the pita before.
That's what I'm saying. And the bread, you know, those egg muffins. What are they called?
I don't know. I don't eat Tim Hortons.
I keep calling them egg McMuffins, but anyways, English muffins. That's what they're called. But the English muffins are like white. So how do you not see blue-green mold all over it? Like, and it was, anyways, but like, I'll digress on that, because that was only one part of the day. After that, we beat road, we come back, we get back into the city, we get fresh, and then we head to West Haven. Big shout out to West Haven. They celebrated their 50th anniversary, yo. 50 years of supporting youth in the community and doing all kind of awesome things. So big shout out to West Haven. They had their thing. We took part in that. Then shout out to West Can, because then right after that, West Can had their Sip and Paint.
I saw pictures of that.
Yeah, trust me. I like, you wouldn't see me in any pictures because I was very in and out. I was there at the beginning, there at the end.
But I saw a picture with you in it.
Yeah, okay, I was in and out, but it was blessed. I was blessed that they caught me. Oh, right, true, at the end. I was taking a picture in Zinda and with her beautiful picture. But big shout out to them. I love the way West End does these social activities for their members and for their the participants and stuff. Again, this is just a random plug, but if your child is not in West End, I don't know what you're doing. West End is helping to keep the culture alive, guys. A big shout out to ballet, jazz, hip hop classes and all those things, but make it a point to get your children into some Afro-Caribbean drumming and dancing. Just infuse that piece of culture in them, and you're welcome. So then after that, the night wasn't done. That's what I'm saying. It's like, yo, I became a youngster again, Gina. I went from there, went down TZ to go.
Not down TZ. I can't with you. I can't. That you just un-youngstered yourself.
Right there. Oh, they don't say that? That's not okay.
No.
That's not, I thought that was still a thing. Okay. Anyway, I went down to pick up my ticket for the one and only Serious Savage's birthday party. And just again, random, but not random at all. So peep this. When I'm leaving from picking up the ticket, I'm literally step outside the door. Right in front of me, literally in front of me, is my Uncle Robbie. I haven't seen my Uncle Robbie in years, like years. Like I'm like, Robbie? and he's so not expecting me. He just says good night and keeps walking. Like, and I'm like, hey, Robbie. And when he hears me actually say his name clearly, he turns, he's like, oh my gosh. I'm like, I know, right? Yo, what's up? Like, because you guys understand, there's no flukes, no coincidences. We both could be anywhere in the world, right? Like,
yeah.
And it just so happens, I left West End at a particular time, went upstairs at a particular time to get my ticket, came back downstairs at a particular time, and caused me to completely cross with Robbie. Because moments after, he would have been past me. I would have looked left. He would have went to my right because I parked left. So I would have just came out, went left. He walked past right, and that would have been that. But anyway, so just to say, it was dope to see him. I haven't seen him in years.
Yeah, if you hadn't seen in years, I hadn't seen in years.
Here you go, trust. So, you know, so that was really, it was really cool. And we both said, yeah, there's no flukes, no coincidences. The fact that we're seeing each other is blessed, you know, like, yeah, let's, you know, took a moment to catch up and lime a little bit, went back to West Can, and then went to the Fed. And it was dope. It was cool to see Peaches, like, but I'm going to say, guys, I'm going to be really, really real with you guys. I tapped out early. I didn't even get to stay to the full FET to really experience, because if you guys heard the beginning of this journey, it started in the wee hours in the morning because Huey had to be at near the border for like 7:30. So we had to leave at like, no, I think he had to be there for 8. So we had to leave at like 6:30. Mind you,
Were you leaving from the South Shore?
Leaving from the South Shore. Okay. But I had just came in from the cottage at like 4 a.m.
Ouch.
So it was like, I just basically took a nap, bounced back up, like, all right, let's do this, right? So by the time I got to, yeah, Peaches's ting, I'm at the wall. I'm at the wall. And I had to catch myself when I did a little lean up and I felt like my eyes blinked too long. And I was like, yo, did anybody peep that? Did anybody peep that? Yeah. I was like, yo, I don't know, but I can't be in these streets playing like I'm sleeping in the club. So
that reminded me, sorry to interject, that reminded me when I went to Atlanta with my mom one time. And as soon as we got in, because we left early in the morning because we had to drive to Burlington. And you know what you do when you go to Atlanta, you go to the strip club. But I was like, bro, I'm tired. Like, I don't want to do that. Like, I want to go to sleep. It's like, no, you can't do that. I'm like, okay. So you know what I did? Went there and slept in the club.
In the club? No, why
in it?
In the car, Gina.
No, it wasn't happening. Oh, first of all, in the car in the middle of the night in Georgia.
You're right.
That's bad. Crazy.
Yeah. Hey, delete that last part I just said. I was like, wait, no.
That's mad.
You didn't see very much at all. But
like, I went up there, we were in the corner, I held up the wall proper. My mom was like, you're embarrassing. I was like, oh well, it's not my first time here, it's yours.
So I'm a regular, they know me.
I've been to Atlanta a few times. Like, they do this every time I come out here. Like, this is not And woo, okay. Like, I'm going to sleep. I'm tired.
Yeah. No, but yeah. I thought you were going to reminisce about when I used to live in Toronto and we used to overdo the club scene and we got, we go to Rocky McCool's until it was like we were overdoing it.
Do you know I just said Rocky McCool's last month, my G?
Like, and it's been years we haven't been there.
Like, there was a mix on the radio. Like I was in Toronto, when I was in Toronto, there was a mix on the radio. I was just like, what in the Rocky McCool's? Like it was, and then, what was it called? Energy in Burlington.
Right. Yo, anyway, so you know, so I thought you were about to, reminisce about that. Cause I know I got a couple of L's just being too drunk and just overdoing it and sleeping.
Yeah, I know. Jen has had to go get you guys one time. And who was behind the curtain sleeping?
Garnett. Shout out to our boy Garnett.
Yeah. That was just,
yo, man was sleeping on the floor. Like, we're not even being discreet.
Behind curtains, using the curtains as your cover.
But man's were seeing
like your blanket.
We're like, yo, is that his feet sticking out from the bottom of the curtain? Anyways. Sorry, guys. Sorry for all our listeners. You just went down Travis memory lanes of overdoing it. But the point is, from when I caught myself with the long blink, I was like, yo, let me just get some fresh air. And my spirit is like, Travis, stop it. Get in the car and go home, bro. Let's get some fresh air. You're trying to get a refresh to party on where you're like, stop it.
No, just stop. You came, you saw, you conquered.
You know, well, and it was out of love because Peaches knows, yo, it's all love because it's like, there's only a handful of DJs that I have mad love for all our DJs in the city, but there's only a handful that I would really do what I did. Like Serious Savage is one of them. DJ Blaster's another one. Oh, shout out, we're in Blaster sweater right now. Just always.
Oh yes. And that's his goat still.
And Bobby Payne, because Bobby Payne's our boy and he's always thing. But you know, a Quiet Tame Party is always good. I'm always down to go check out a Quiet Tame Party. But at the same time, yo, if it's like, you know, there's only a handful of DJs that will get the mats going. And if you're not on the list, guys, don't be mad at me. I have love for you as DJs, but you know, it is what it is. So anyway, so that wasn't just my week. Eh? That was just one day, but I'll spare you guys the rest of the shenanigans. I do have a question for you later on in the show, Gina. It's for Kaya too. So I'll wait till she gets on. Cause I need an opinion. I'm going through a thing I don't know if I'm ODing as a dad or not, but whatever, guys. Like, this is a question I'm gonna have, and maybe even our audience could chime in and send us some notes on the Facebook or IG.
On the Facebook, I can't.
What? It's not. Anyways, all right, guys. So
beautiful. Next thing he's gonna say, hippity hoppity.
Yo, Gina, I just said that before I started the show. It's one of those. So, anyways, beautiful people. Stay tuned. We're going to have an amazing show for you guys. Power packed with a bunch of information. We're diving into wealth today's show. I'm excited because we're looking at different ways of generating wealth, flipping wealth. We have to diversify our finances. And Gina, how much do you know about the crypto world, cryptocurrency and digital currency?
I know that nothing.
Okay, good. Well, you see, you know where you're starting from, the bottom. So it's just basically, and that's the best way, you know, that's the best way to start, because from there you can only go up. So this is what it is, guys. So stay tuned as we go into a quick little break and we will be back.
Grand rising to all the kings and the queens. This is DJ Bobby Payne. I just want to tell everybody, wake up.
Medals round my neck because I won. Now my mama set because I won. Around my neck because I won. And I'm not gonna stop winning. And I'm not gonna stop spinning. Lifestyle, I'm locked in it. 10 weeks, I've been top tenning. She need me like oxygen. Felt the same till I got finished. Big ring with them rocks in it. When I pop one, I'm like Popeye when he got spinach. I'm clean cut with a pop image, but it's demons that I'm locked in with. Take a flight and switch content. It's my old whip, and have an ox in it. New whip, I just hit a button and suddenly there's no top in it. No pop in it. But I still get plenty in it. Then I give it at Jimi Hendrix. Lusted over by plenty women. Say I look just like Diggy Simmons. Fresh Prince, I get jiggy with it. A lot of hits, a
losses, never any misses. Busy wisdom in the city with it. On top, any minute.
Medals round my neck because I won, I won. Now my mama set, cause I won, I won. Out here making bands do what I want. Get you with the phone, I get what I want. What I want, what I want.
Scrub the ground, scrub the ground, scrub the ground. Scrub the ground, scrub the ground, scrub the ground. Scrub the ground, scrub the ground, scrub the ground. Scrub the ground, scrub the ground, scrub the ground.
Yo, hear me out, cinnamon. DJ Paulus representing it. DJ Bobby P. You know the girl them, them want you stick to them like how they need to stick to the beat. Some of them are barefoot, some of them are tech bus, some of them are tech train. Oh, it's a musical train.
Yo, scrub Bobby the P. ground, scrub the ground, scrub the ground.
Sit up on my ass, I ain't no dummy. So please don't talk to me if it ain't my no.
Shmoney, shmoney, shmoney. Heard they let some shots off your game, start running.
Running.
Lil' bro want some shmoney.
Shmoney.
Spit that block, he done it.
Speed.
Brand new chop with a tummy.
Yeah.
Hooked on a stick like funny.
Ski.
Brand new standard ain't wanted.
Nah.
Lil' pop this for some shmoney. Had to put my wrist inside the bowl and scrape some shmoney.
Shmoney.
They told me Ryder was coming home. I put him on some money. Shmigo.
Hold up, hey. Bad as hell and she thick. Hold up, pop that like a clip. Bah. She in school but she strip. Use two hands when she eat the. Ooh. I'm trying to hit a whole click. Head down, suck when she pop it, pop it, pop it, pop it, yo. Pop it, pop it, pop it, pop it, yo. Pop it, pop it, pop it, pop it. If you a bad bad, pop that on your partner.
Tone, pop it. Pop that, make that, buy you something, say you bought that. Say you scammed up on the butter, run up on the floor. Now that poking out, everybody wanna hold. She told a friend, friend, record me while I pop my. Friend said, okay, friend, make that money. Lashes, nose, and wig done, all of that and thin some. Diamond watch, diamond choker, diamond by her eardrum.
Pop it, pop it, pop it.
On my face, sometimes you gotta cheat to stay ahead in this jar. Drink surf like it's liquor. Street life, I have you catching up to God quicker. Yeah. Stick off to your lip bar. Let the bang on you like a blood or a grip bar. Flip bar, so much bread, I'm a gymnast. Made so much money off of dummies, off of dummies.
Get ready to be entertained and enlightened in the Empower Hour.
Body catcher, slaughter gang, soul snatcher. Ain't no regular F-150.
Let's go.
Rapper, yeah. No capper, street, not a rapper. Rapper, 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 rapper.
Parlay with the people.
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 Parlay with the people, y'all.
And we are back. I am so grateful for this interview today, guys. So like we had mentioned at the beginning of the show, we're in an interesting time where we need to diversify our investments. We need to think outside the box. We need to get up to the times. And right now we're talking digital currency. Digital currency is the times, guys. It's what's coming and there's no avoiding it. So the best thing to do is to get ahead of it. And I think the guests that we have on with us today they're setting examples. They're showing us and they're providing tools that we could all use as members of the community. With no further ado, I'd like to welcome brother and sister Fred and Janet Cox to the Empower and to our part of the people
with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. That was a great introduction. Nice to be here. It's not that warm here in Toronto, but that's how it happens every year. We get snow, we get cold weather, and we just have to live with it. At least we are a lot better than our friends south of here in Buffalo.
Yeah,
6 feet of snow.
So for our listeners, now we're already diving right in, because we'd like to give an opportunity for you guys to talk a little about your backgrounds. So you're from Toronto.
I always like to say I'm from Jamaica.
Yes.
You know Jamaicans, right?
They got to big up Jamaica, man. No matter where they go.
We're Canadians. Right? And Frederick is from Guyana, but I always say he's a wannabe Jamaican.
Oh, God. Yeah, I'll accept that.
Okay. But you know, the guy needs people listening. They'll be like, what? You accepting that?
But listen, you know what? Go ahead.
If I don't, I'll be sleeping on the couch, all right? So I gotta go with the flow, right?
But he's such a contrarian that when we went to visit Guyana, we had a charity mission from our business, and we visited Guyana. And while he was there, I swear to you, my husband talked the whole time about Jamaica. Okay. So he just has to be in the middle of a controversy, okay? And when he's in Jamaica, all he talks about is how great Guyana is. So you get the picture.
Do you all have children?
Yeah, we do. We have two wonderful adult kids.
Okay. So that means that your wife has actually had Guyanese in her also.
Well, you know what, and our son Kofi, our son Kofi is about 32, he says, right? I should know. He's 32, and when we ask him which of the countries who has the best food, he's a real sellout because he says Guyana. Yeah. So anyway, you know, us Farah, we could go on and on.
This is good because it shows your values. It shows what's important to you guys, and I think it's great. And we could segue, because what we're talking about right now. So just to introduce the company, so we're talking about a company called Novatech. What had inspired me about it was really just having an opportunity to connect with you guys and understanding what you guys are about and what your values are, and the fact you guys endorse this this platform. I said, you know what, I'm willing to roll the dice, and I'm glad I have, and I'm glad that we're creating this opportunity for the community to come to find out a little bit more about the company and to get involved as well. So yeah. if you would be so kind just to share a bit about Novatech for us.
When I was first introduced to Novatech, I was skeptical because of past experiences. We've been burned many times, lost lots of money. And we had officially among ourselves, among the family, we said, never again. We don't want to hear anything about it. Forget it. Mm-hmm. And so out of the blue, someone called us, right?
Yes, I had actually called my friend Rohan,
right,
and talking about something totally different. And because he had been in the program, you know, like we do now, everybody I talk to, I make sure they know about Novatech. And that's what he did. He said, oh, by the way, are you invested in Novatech? And we said, no, not that, but I really don't want to hear about it. But anyway, he sent us the usual videos to look at. And it did not take much convincing for us to get involved. Now, what Novatech, for folks who don't know, is a hedge fund company. And it's actually been managed by a Black family. They hail from Florida, and they have been in businesses much like we have. Mm-hmm. I have resonated with this couple because in so many ways, they actually remind us in a much bigger way of what we have been through. They have been through many businesses. They've tried things. They've failed. They've succeeded with some. And they were working in companies that they were actually making other companies wealthy. And she said, when I have listened, we have listened to everything on the Novatech site. And what Frederick says about companies, like why we were at first reluctant, is because there are companies out there and you really don't know which are the viable ones, which are the real ones, and which are the scammers. And the scammers look as sophisticated as some of the real ones. Yeah. So you have to apply the diligence and you have to take time to study. If you go on the computer right now, you're going to find negative things about Novatech. Yeah. But I think what you'll find in terms of positive, and if you take the time to investigate and listen and talk and listen to the owners and the people who are involved, you're going to find that the positives way outweigh anything negative online.
As right? a matter of fact, one of the things that we did when before we got involved, we have this friend who owns a trading platform.
Okay.
And I said, I sent him the information. I said, check this company out for me. Right. And he came back and he said, it's bona fide. Right. He says they are on the Forex exchange and it's a good company.
But
that gave us.
I hear you mentioned that and that you did that background, because a lot of times people, they do that surface check where they'll just do the Google and then they'll say, okay, no, off these reviews here, I'm not going to take the chance. But like, right. Just to compare, like we partnered with BNI, which is the largest business networking company on the planet, and you could still Google bad things about BNI, right? But they have 300,000 members.
Yeah.
Obviously, something's working, but there's still, you will always find that
you will always have some negative feedback.
And one of the things when you're talking about any kind of investment company, one thing that people have to know. Prospective investors, can you lose your money? Because that is what's at the forefront. That it's the fear of losing your hard-earned income that keeps people away from companies like this. Mm-hmm. And the good thing is in North America or in most of the world right now, anytime you talk about an investment, you have to give the disclaimer, because can you lose your money? Yes, you can.
Yep.
The possibility always exists. But the way we look at it, Frederick, is if you're going across the street to buy butter, can you get into an accident? Does a possibility exist?
Yes,
it does.
Yep.
But there are efforts to mitigate, so that what do you do to make the probability of losing your cash to lessen that, to reduce that. And that's what Novatech has done effectively, okay? And somebody who will, many of your listeners may know a lot about cryptocurrency and Forex, and some of them are gonna be beginners and some will probably know not very much. But with the cryptocurrency market, it's, as you say, Pharaoh, in your introduction, we can't get away from it. It is here. The ride, it's crazy. Remember last year this time, Bitcoin, for those who remember, Bitcoin was hailing at about 69,000. Yeah. This year, it's down to about 16,000. It fluctuates between 17,000 and 25,000. But what does that really mean? If you have Bitcoin in your wallet and you've kept it, you know what? You would have lost value. But if you did not sell it, you have not lost your Bitcoin. So if you hang on to it and it goes back to 50, 59, 100,000, which is really what is expected to do, you're going to realize profits, right? Mm-hmm. So the crypto market it's 24/7, operates 24/7. Then there is the Forex market, which people call foreign exchange. I was in Jamaica 2 weeks ago before I left. I made sure I had some US dollars so I can exchange, because when you're in Jamaica, you get a better rate for the US than you do for the Canadian dollar. Yeah. And for Forex, that's how companies trade and make money. It's the difference in value between one currency to the next. So you have currency pairs that are traded, and that's trading on an over $5 trillion industry called the Forex market, the Forex exchange. right? So what does Novatech do? They trade these two. They trade crypto and they trade the Forex market. Yeah. And the thing is, they to mitigate risk, they train their traders. They don't use a lot of traders. And they make sure that they have a pool from which they can draw. They don't use many, many traders. If they interview 100 people, they shortlist it to 30, and they might end up hiring three or four.
Yeah.
Right?
And they own their own Meta 5.
They platform. Own, that's the other thing.
Yeah.
For people who understand trading, you can go online and just sign up with any platform to trade. What they did was they purchased their own MetaTrader 5 platform. That means they have control. They won't have rogue traders who can just do anything they wish, and they can't control what they're doing. That's another thing. The owner, Cynthia Pétion, she is a pastor. And as I said before, it's a Black family. Her husband, he looks about the legalities. Now, if you can imagine what a company will need to do to be, what's the word? To be compliant in every state, in every province, in every country. Okay, so that's his portfolio. And Novatech is not available in every state in the US. There are about 5 states,
right, yeah.
Including Texas,
Alaska, Hawaii,
mm-hmm. Montana, and South Carolina,
yes.
And that's because, like the U.S., just like the way they do their elections, the states have certain powers, and you will have to do the licensing to be compliant in every single state, and that's what they do. In Canada, so if you're in the U.S., if you're signed up on MetaTrader with Novatech, you're only trading cryptocurrency. In Canada, it's both. You're trading Forex and crypto, okay? And in different parts of the world, the licensings will be different. I know some countries are really crypto-friendly. Is it Brazil?
Brazil,
that's
Argentina.
Using crypto. Brazil yeah. is using Bitcoin.
Yes. As a matter of fact, Brazil...
As currency.
Yeah, Brazil has a bank. I forgot the name of the bank.
Or is it Venezuela?
No, Brazil. Mm-hmm. Brazil has a bank, and I forgot the name, and mm-hmm. that bank is owned by none other than Warren Buffett.
Oh, really? Right?
He has a good stake in that bank, mm-hmm. and all that bank does is trade with cryptocurrency.
Right.
So when you hear Warren Buffett and them coming out against cryptocurrency, mm-hmm. in my opinion, it's a hypocrisy. It's hypocrisy. Yeah.
It's here to stay. Right? And that's only scratching the... Remember when the internet first came around?
Yes.
And people were saying, oh, no, the internet. Look at the internet now. Try living. Most young people will give up their car before they give up their internet. Right? At least my son has said that. So to tell you a little bit more about... not just Novatech, but I just wanted to talk a bit because this is what convinced me. It was listening to Cynthia Pétion. And of course, anyone listening, you can go online. What's the website?
For Cynthia?
No, for Novatech. NovatechFX.com,
right.
And you can really...
You can do your research, yeah.
Listen to the interviews, okay? Listen to the interviews. And I actually printed a letter that she wrote, it is online, and she says, one of the best known secrets to success and building personal wealth is found in creating networks. And Farrow, that could be you saying that because of OFC.
And the BNI.
It's right. It's networks. And by building professional and personal relationships, Novatech's founders have come in touch with some of the most brilliant people in the world. That's how they got started. Doors and opportunities opened that they would not have been able to find on their own. And I just thought that was really powerful. And she said, when we developed Novatech, we decided on 2 things. First, we resolved that the program would be affordable to join, and that's what we're going to talk about as well, and available to anyone who wanted to participate. Now, I know I'm doing all the talking because I'm really, we're both passionate about it.
This is your baby. This is your.
But also, but I have to say, like, one of the things that I like, about the platform, about what you guys are doing, is that it's simple. And I think that last thing you just said, like, making it accessible to everybody, because I know there's a lot of people who aren't familiar with that space, who aren't familiar with the crypto space, aren't familiar with that Forex that you guys mentioned and different things like that. But they do know there is a value to it. They do know they want to get involved. So now, like, this amazing tool and this platform is now, I want to say lowering the bar, but, you know, for lack of a better term, but just making it easier for people to get in.
It has lowered the bar for people that are in, for lack of a better term, less developed nations across the Caribbean, in South America, in countries on the African continent. A lot of them don't have big bank accounts. They cannot afford to come in with a lot of money. So it has made it a lot easier for someone with a cell phone who have $200, $300 that would like to invest and earn an income, create wealth. That is what Novatech has done.
And so how have they done that? They have certain packages, and we won't go into all the details, but the beginning package is actually from $99. To $500 to $499. That's how you can get in. But to be frank, when we encourage people to join Novatech, we said start with $500.
Yeah.
Different people will have different ways in which they do it, but that is what we advise, only because the company pays a return on investment, and they start paying that return on your investment when it's $500.
Yes.
All right. There's also a fee. They charge $25, full transparency, $25 each month. Once you're invested, after the second month, you'll pay that fee. Some people are saying, oh my God, that fee is high. Guess what? If you understand the industry, that fee is actually ridiculously low. All right. And what does that do? Once you're in, you can come in with $500 minimum. That's what we tell our folks. And from day one, if you join Novatech on a Tuesday, every Friday, you actually get a rate of return of approximately, it averages 3% every single week, 3% on a Friday.
And that's even if you were to join on Thursday evening.
You'll get a couple of dollars.
You'll get a couple of dollars on Friday.
Right.
Right, yeah. So that's how it is.
I saw my own account. We joined and it was like maybe 2 days after. I was like, oh, there's money. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Right.
And they've made it easy that you don't even have to spend time watching and thing, because now you can simply press a button and have it
automatically compounded. Right.
So the beauty about Novatech is the rate of return in which you get. I was talking with a banker relative of ours, and he said,
that's aggressive.
That is really aggressive. And I said, for a bank, it is ridiculously aggressive. Yeah. But for the crypto world, it's actually quite reasonable. Right? In the crypto space, people can make thousands of percentage because of how the markets work, once you understand it. Right. So 3%, and they're not guaranteeing 3%. That's an average. They started in June 2019, and they have not missed a payout on a Friday since that date.
And the lowest we've received, that was back in May, 1 week in May, I think it might have been the first or second week in May, they paid out 0.65%. And that is because there were some crazy activities in the market. The market fell. And they were still able to pay out 0.65. Sometimes they pay 1.1, 1.18, as they did a couple of weeks ago, 1.18. But when you look at the average from 2019 to now, every week it has averaged out to about 3%.
Yeah, it's about 3.7, and we say to keep it modest,
we say 3%.
Okay. So I have a question. I mean, it sounds like it's great ROI there. When you're saying you're receiving these payouts on Friday, how easy is it to, I'm not saying invest and then take out money, but you know, the whole purpose of us investing is to be able to eventually have our cushions when we need it.
Yes.
How easy is it to, if I do need a couple of hundred dollars because I want to move my investments elsewhere or do some different stuff, how easy is it to have access to that money?
It's very easy, very, very easy. And I'll explain there are two ways it can be done. If you want to take money out from your principal.
Before you start there, Frederick, I'm going to go back a little bit. When somebody joins Novatech.
Oh yes. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Or you want to go ahead and explain when they join?
When you join Novatech, you have 14 days in which you could withdraw your money. You can cancel it.
For any reason.
For example, there might be an emergency. You shorten your rent and then you realize, okay, I should not have done this. Mm-hmm. So you have that 14-day period where you can say, I want to get out. Mm-hmm. There are no questions asked. From day 15 to day 90, if you want to take out money from your principal, there is a 15% charge that they will charge you. Because by then, they would have already set up their account and other people might have been paid under you. And so if you want to change your mind at that time, from day 15 to day 90, mm-hmm. there is a 15% charge that they will charge you. After day 90, you can take out any amount, anytime, whenever you want. There are no charges. So it's just that 90-day period that they have some restrictions, right?
And
now, when it comes to answer your question directly, if at any time you'd like to take out money, there are two options you have. Mm-hmm. If you want to take it out from your principal investment, there is a 7 to 14-day wait period because you're now removing money from what they are using to trade in the pool. However, if there is a, what you call a bonus account that you have, if you want to take money out of that, that is a 24 hour wait period.
Yeah.
Right. And so instead of rolling over your weekly return on investment, you have an option. You can leave it there and you can take it out. That's a 24 hour wait period.
Okay. Yeah. And with Novatech, it's how this is one of the things that people, once you get involved and you realize how easy it is to take your money, guess what? You can take all the money at any time.
Yes.
You can take some and leave some. You can compound it or you can choose to leave it in the account.
Yes.
Right? There is no restrictions as to how much or a waiting period.
Yes.
You can add to your account at any point or you can invest one time and just leave it.
Right.
We actually use... We show people there's two ways to invest in Novatech. One is passive. And as a matter of fact, I think about 70%, most of the people involved are passive investors. What does this mean? You have $10,000 sitting in a line of credit or in a RSP or somewhere under your mattress, and it's doing nothing for you. You can take those funds, invest it in Novatech, and just leave it there for the next 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, or 6 months. That money will earn no matter how much you put. So whether you put 500 or like my friend who put 25,000, it doesn't matter. We're each getting
the same return every week. Right.
Now, there's a second portion to Novatech, which is why we're having this meeting, because they have an affiliate program. It's 100% optional.
So now, and the thing is, and I feel it's, and as we're going to transition into this, how now people could get in contact and what's coming up next, it is where the price, the cost or the investment that you make, I always like to tell people you shouldn't be putting your last of anything because it's not when you're investing. You don't want to actually put the money in and be like, oh shit, I need that for rent. It's not that kind
exactly. Of that. Exactly.
It's not that kind of thing. You do want to be able to put aside a bit of money. Like I think the 500 US came to like 700 Canadian. But it's you want to be able to put it there and put aside a set of funds that you don't, what's the term? Like that you could afford to lose. Although it's the same thing, but it is, at least it'll give you that peace of mind that you're putting it in there, knowing that
you're not going to need it for 6 months or a year or so. Just put it in there.
Invest what you can afford to lose is what they say, or invest what you can comfortably sleep with at night.
That's it. Because a lot of us, our money is in bank accounts. That's why the banks are aggressive and not making any kind of real interest. Like, you know, and like it's just there. The most, I think you could invest in some GICs or whatever the case. And even that, it's still on a monthly basis and it's nothing close to what we're actually getting.
Right. And one of the ways people can do it, if one person cannot afford $500 and you have a few friends or relatives that you can put together and come up with that money, and then you register it under one person's name, because you're only allowed to open one account.
That's another safeguard. Right? So
another safeguard. So people won't bring in the dog and the dog's cousin and everything, right? So they're very strict with that. And then when the money doubles, because it will double in about every 7 months it will double.
Yeah,
right. It's a pity we can't show you our compounding calculator. It's not possible to do that.
Well, not in this one, but this is the
joy of the workshop.
All we're doing is giving people a little sample, a little nugget of what is to come and what we're working on. We're also going to have you as one of our featured guests in the business team meeting where we'll be able to deep dive. But furthermore, we're actually setting up a workshop for the beginning of December. So this is why it's awesome to have you guys now. So that the community who's hearing, who is interested, they could get involved. And so I'm putting it out there for those who are interested, who is hearing this and your ears have sparked and you're like, yo, I would like to get involved. We're setting this up for you all, because again, it's a lot of information. It wouldn't do it justice to do it now and try to cram it into 30 minutes, whatever the case, but it's just to plant that seed for the community to be able to know that it exists.
And there's something I want to say, Farrell, just for folks listening. People might ask, what was our motivation? What was it that drove us to do this? Yeah. Full disclosure, I'm 69 years old as of last September.
She's old.
And I wish I was like I wish I was 27 years old. But you know, we've had our chances, been there, done that. Now at this point in our, he's much older, by the way, so we are now investing for a different reason than, say, young folks up there, right? Mm-hmm. We already own the house, but there's still a small mortgage. Mm-hmm. In 3 years, that will be gone.
Right.
We're just yesterday, five couples, friends, we're planning the big trip to Africa in next year. Mm-hmm. We have a Novatech account for our vacation. All right. We have a Novatech account that will go towards our grandchildren. Forget about the children. What we did first, we said, we have two adult children. We showed them the program and said, you put your money in for yourselves. Mm-hmm. Their money has already doubled. The beauty about Novatech is once your money doubles, you can take out what you initially invested in 7 months and just leave what's there to compound and grow for the next however long. Yeah. All right. So that was our motivation.
Yeah. And the other part of our motivation was creating generational wealth. Mm-hmm. That is something we talk about among the Black community, creating generational wealth. How do you do it? You got to have money to do it. Mm-hmm. And so if Novatech is offering an opportunity to do that, mm-hmm. you know, with very little initial investment, I think is something that everybody should take a look at.
So this is it. I think this gives the community the seed. They can't, once we're all driving Lamborghinis, you can't say we didn't tell you, okay? You can't everybody there flossing and stunting on everybody. You can't say we didn't tell you. We created the opportunity.
Yeah.
We put it into the community to invite everybody to get involved, to find out more information. Now the ball is in everybody's court, in your court. So we mentioned the website. We can mention it again. It was Novatech FX.
I think what we would do, Pharaoh, is give them your link.
Yes.
Oh, good point. So okay, so
give them your link.
Simple.
Yeah.
You can check out the Empower Hour on the Empower Hour page. We're gonna put the links on there. Just very simple.
Yeah.
The links on the page. So just come and just check out the Empower Hour on Facebook is where we plug everything. Members of the OFC and who are hearing, just get in contact with the OFC. If you're listening, like a lot of our listeners do, just reach out after the fact, 514-651-4545. You guys be surprised the amount of calls and messages I get from people who hear the show, and they're like, yo, I want to get involved. So yes. Definitely use the same contact information as you guys always do, and get in contact with us, and we will be that bridge for you guys and put you on the list to come as guests if you want to come to the workshop that we're going to be hosting at the beginning of December. So now I want to thank you guys.
Just before you thank us, I don't know if I have one more minute. There's a, what I want to say to folks is that we work as a team. And it is so important to understand that, because for people who have no experience, they know nothing about crypto and how to actually fund your account. We have folks that we are training, that we'll take the time to hold your hands to make sure you get started and know what to do.
Yeah.
After that, the rest is simple. Oh, all right.
Well said. Thank you for that. And that is huge. And that is definitely, it's necessary, because as you guys know, not everybody's at the same point when we talk investments, when we're talking crypto. So being able to take a person who is completely green, for lack of a better term, who has no idea, and walk them through the process. But then also just being able to send a person who knows what's up the link, and they could use their own.
Absolutely.
And get involved. That is awesome as well. So again, so now what I like doing for all our guests is I like putting them on the spot and asking for empowering words. This is the Empower Hour. So as we're closing up our Parlay with the People segment, can you guys leave our listeners with some empowering words? I'm sorry, I didn't give you a heads up. So this is it. You are definitely on the spot.
He has an African name, and it's Adwin, and it means deep thinker. So I'm going to let the deep thinker go first, and then I will. I'm throwing him under the bus.
He's throwing me under the bus. Well, seeing that you put me under the bus, what can I say? If you are thinking of creating opportunities, not just for yourself, but for those that you love, those that you care about, I think it's time for you to start thinking outside the box and capitalize on this opportunity.
Okay. What I would like to say has nothing to do with Novatech. It's about living life without limits. All right. I believe, like, for my 70th birthday, he won't join me, but I'm going to be doing the jump out of the plane thing. All right?
I'm not doing that. I'm sorry.
He's not doing that. I believe that if you don't have continued excitement in your life, you're going to be doomed. You have to have things to think about.
But you have me.
I do believe you have to always have something to strive for. Mm. And like the young guys in Jamaica that try to pick you up, what do they say? They say, age is just a number. And that's what I believe. I know I have kids. I have men in Jamaica who could be my grandsons, and they're trying to pick you on the beach. And they say, oh, mom, age is just a number, right? Yeah. But that is what I consider to be life. Yeah. You have to have relationships. You have to have some key friends. You have to be family first and love your grandchildren and give back when you can.
Yes.
And most of us cannot give back because we don't have you must have something if you're going to give back with quality.
You got to have something.
So that's those are my words.
Guys, thank you for that. Thank you for those words. Thank you for the encouragement. Again, thank you for this opportunity that you're sharing with the community. Most importantly, we want to thank you for being guests with us today on our Parley with the People. And again, we're looking forward to continued success in what you guys are doing.
Thank you so much. Thank you for this opportunity, Farrell.
This has been a pleasure. Thank you.
Blessings to all the kings and queens, man. Hope you enjoyed the Empower Hour. My name is DJ Bobby Payne. I'm the musical influence on the show. If you want to catch me on all the socials, it's DJ Bobby Payne, all one word. Payne, P-A-Y-N-E.
I'm in a big mood. God, I feel you. Something wake up cool in my body. Tell me what. I'm in a big mood, God, I feel you. Something wake up cool in my body, tell me what you do. Make me go December, but some liquor.
Guess some things with the put on my head, that's why. Now you the cool with my stress, so yeah. Look, we cool December. But some look how they do me, yeah, yeah. Guess some things with the put on my head, that's why. Now you the cool with my stress, so yeah.
I'm in a big mood. Get out of here. I know say all of us passing money, but I still want you. I'm in a big mood, girl, I don't want you. Now only you, if you give me what I say, nobody but you.
I'ma get no be so, girl, you won't capture my soul. I'ma get no be so, make you want one more and more. Better, bye. I'm not playing with you, I'm not joking. My thought of mom is loaded. Me looking for go, but I'm on molly. I'm on duty, but I'm on low-key. They won't do me, they won't do me. They won't do me, but they won't do me. When you won't want me, when you won't want me. I'm in San Francisco, Jami. When you won't want me, when you won't want me. I just flew in from Miami. Peru, bye.
Kiss me to the phone. Can't you see